Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I'm visiting with Paul Mirsky, Executive Vice President for Congressional Relations and Strategy with the Independent Community Bankers of America, ICBA.org. One of my favorite organizations. I love supporting them. I love working with them. Paul, we're working on getting, we're still trying to get to your convention in Las Vegas. We're working on that, so maybe I'll see you face-to-face there.
Great. Well, hope to see you out there.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
We've been there. We've been to your convention now for a number of years in a row here. Okay, Paul, anything else in particular that you're trying to get, convince the new Congress to do for community banks?
Well, we have this new tax bill being put in place, and I think we could have done more there for small businesses and subchapter S businesses and pass-throughs that pay taxes at the individual income tax level. A lot of the focus of that tax bill was on large multinational corporations.
They got the lion's share of the money. There's no question about that. And the terms. They got the money and the terms.
So we're going to be pressing Congress to make sure when, particularly when they're putting in the rules for how these new tax laws apply, that it's not too complicated for small businesses, and hopefully get another bite at the apple of doing right by small business.
Well, Paul, thank you, and thank you. I'm glad you guys are focusing on that because we need your help. Paul, never mind the fact that the number we got, the deduction we got, was crumbs compared to what corporate America got. Never mind that even some companies aren't going to qualify for the deduction. Never mind the fact that all of that, all those crumbs, all those qualified crumbs go away at the end of 2025. Never mind all those three things. In the meantime, the way they've written this thing, the IRS is, in my opinion, they've given the IRS license to get even more involved with how we manage our business. When they made this income qualified, certain business activity doesn't qualify, I fear that the government is going to check almost every business. The IRS is going to check almost every business and see how much of it is consulting and how much of it isn't. And I'm worried about that. What do you think? Talk me down off the ledge.
Well, you're absolutely right. The tax laws are still far too complex and will maybe even get more complex as they implement this new tax reform. So a lot more can be done on that front. We're going to be pushing hard in Washington to make sure. It was actually nice to see a lot of the small business groups and you and others really put a lot of pressure on Congress during this tax debate to make the bill a lot better than it initially started out. It initially started out with only a focus on large corporations, and by the end of the bill and when it was passed, it did much better by the small business sector.
It's hard for me to imagine that how we would have gotten anything and it would have been worse. In my opinion, Paul, there's no shame. I've never seen such blatant disregard for the small business community as this tax bill does. I am still angry about it. I'm going to continue to be angry about it. I'm going to be raising all kinds of you know what as long as I can, because I think it's so bad. It's shameful, it's ugly, and it's embarrassing to me. Plus, I think it's perilous for small business too. So last thoughts in the I got about a minute left. What's 2018 looking like for community banks?
Well, we're very positive on the outlook. Community banks are doing better. All focused on how well the economy is doing, and community banks really want to get more credit out there in 2018. The lower tax rates should help some. But my main point would be is that never stop advocating for small business and never stop engaging with Congress.
Yeah,
I always say one stroke of the pen by Congress can make or break your business. So everyone at all levels always has to be engaged with their members of Congress and pressing on them to do the right thing.
If there ever was a moment where small business owners need to realize that not being organized costs us money, it would be this tax bill. Would you agree with that?
That's a very good example. You have to be engaged with Congress all the time. You can't just be working your business and ignore what's
yep.
going on in Washington, D.C.
That's exactly right. Hey, Paul, good job today. Well done. Keep up the good work up there in Washington and keep fighting for community banks and small businesses, and I'll see you soon.
Great. Always nice to be with you, Jim.
Thank you. That's Paul Mirsky, ladies and gentlemen. ICBA.org. Check out that website. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.